97.70 JX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show.
Hello.
It is a snow weather day for a lot of the listening area. New Albany, Floyd, Jefferson County, Oldham County, Bullitt County. So we have the list. You may have already gotten a text from your school district. So there you go.
That's a nice system.
Yep, WDJX.com. But yeah. So, on days like this, never forget Shirley.
A weekend wave of snow will mean less people on the slick roads.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
That's right. Hashtag never forget Shirley. Days like today, legit.
Yeah, she's got the plan.
Legit. Call for this.
And just get all fat and sassy.
That's right, yes, Shirley.
That is the plan for today.
100%. Has anyone ever done a follow-up to see if Shirley did indeed get fat and sassy?
I don't know, but they need to go back to her house anytime that area has a snow day.
And I wonder what sassy means to Shirley, because is that like cheating on your diet sort of thing?
Oh, probably. Yeah, it's like the snow day just gives you a hall pass on all that.
Yeah, almost like a free pass.
Yes.
And look, it's your last day of dry January, so you might as well just cut your loss.
Right.
Because you've probably cheated on that already this month,
Declare
too.
Declare it over. Nothing warms the soul like maybe a little bourbon.
Yeah, right? Yeah, Susie texts in and says, my husband and I are making chili today. Hashtag fat and sassy. You know what?
There it is.
That's what you do. You got to make a big old pot of stew or some chili and do what Shirley does.
Yes.
Breads, soups, fat and sassy.
All of it.
And booze, you know?
All that. We're throwing that in.
Yeah, because regardless of whether you've got NTI or whether it's just a traditional snow day, man, you don't have to go out. It's icy out there. You don't want to do
right.
it. You don't want to do it.
Oh, see, we're just, you know, the bad thing is I'm guessing a little basketball game's not going to happen tonight. We're in tournament time. Not sure about all that. Typically, all that is canceled as well.
Man, Kelly, the first thing you do is go to the bad things.
Listen, I'm sure, you know, the kids are going to be like, that's fine. But, you know. We're excited to watch.
Okay.
Hashtag sports parents.
Well, you know what? I would write a strongly worded letter to the school and say, listen, we need basketball.
Be fine by tonight.
Yes, exactly. Tell them we still need our basketball. That's what I would do, Kelly. Write that letter, put it in the post office and send it on. And then when they get it this afternoon, they'll open it up and read and go, you know what? She
That's being generous. You think they're going to get it this afternoon.
She makes some really valid points. She makes some really valid points.
Uh-huh.
But regardless of what you do today.
Then just get all fat and sassy.
That's right. Never
That's
forget Shirley.
Yep.
Never forget Shirley. So.
That's your plan.
All right. So today, a lot of stuff to get to here on Now a Snow Day Show as this hour.
Are we going to welcome a lot of people much later to the show?
I mean, perhaps.
Did they get to sleep in today?
Yeah, maybe. Perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never know. But, you know, we're going to carry on as if everyone is listening per use.
Sure.
Because you can always catch up podcast. You can always catch up on what you missed. And you know what? Maybe you're going to get to experience a part of the show that you normally never get to experience.
Look at that. Blessings abound.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Kelly.
Okay, so you can get to our website and see this story. And maybe you already have, because this guy has 130 million subscribers, which is the most for an individual on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
He's 24. His name's Jimmy Donaldson, a.k.a. Mr. Beast.
Oh, yeah, that dude.
He spends most of the money he makes from his videos, like paying it forward in new videos.
Right.
And the latest way he's doing that is to cover a sight-restoring surgery for 1,000 people dealing with blindness. These patients all had blurry vision where they couldn't make out objects due to cataracts.
Nearly half the population with curable blindness doesn't have access to this surgery. So I wanted to provide this to as many people as possible.
They can't see, but we have all the technology to fix it.
Yep, half of all the blindness in the world is people who need a 10-minute surgery.
Everything looks so more clear.
Yeah. To make this day even more special, since you're about to graduate high school and go to college, we wanted to give you $50,000 to put towards college.
So cool.
And he also gave a few other people $10,000, gave a Tesla to another person who had always wanted to drive, and he donated $100,000 to further fund optical surgeries across the world.
Man, if he's able to do that just from the money he makes on YouTube, how much money is he making on YouTube?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. He's one of the top earners on the platform. He just 2 weeks ago was able to rebuild an orphanage. And, you know, there's all sorts of stuff that he's doing, not just so having huge contests where he gives away an island to his, like, you know, 100 millionth subscriber or whatever. But you can read the backstory of many of the other patients and their emotional stories, too. It's all up at WDJX.com.
Nope, no longer Cardinal Stadium, no longer Papa John's Cardinal Stadium. It is now the LNN Federal Credit Union Stadium.
Oh, that's a mouthful.
That is a bit of a mouthful. U of L entered into a 20-year agreement with LNN Federal Credit Union to get the naming rights there for the Cardinal Stadium, for the football stadium. Now, already looks like U of L is trying to shorten it, kind of like, you know, the KFC Yum Center is the Yum Center, or, you know, people just call it the Yum or whatever. They're trying to refer to it as LNN Stadium for short.
Okay.
So we'll see how that sticks, because, you know, the public a lot of times will give their own nicknames for things.
Well, and it may be a while for the change to kick in their brains, too. Old habits die hard.
Right. For sure. For sure. But yeah, giving yourself a nickname is a little bit weird. Did you ever have any friends or anything like that that would give themselves nicknames?
Give themselves nicknames?
Yeah, I worked with a guy at a radio station when I was just starting out. But his name was Steve Cherry. That was his name. And he went by Steve-O.
Steve-O.
Yeah.
Steve-O, guys, just, you know,
yeah.
Let Steve-O know if you're coming tonight.
Yeah, and he, like, no one else called him that. He just gave himself that nickname, which I thought
he was just trying to start a trend.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
How else are they going to know?
That's right. How else is anybody going to know that, you know what, my name is Steve, but I would really prefer if you called me Steve-O.
That would make me feel, it's a term of endearment. It makes me feel like you guys are, like, really my crew.
That's right. That's right. So, anyways, LNN Stadium. There you go. For the next 20 years, get used to that.
DJ X.
I remember we had a DM from a listener a few weeks ago talking about this random first date that she went on to a funeral. Was that what it was?
Yes.
A funeral of, like,
an old friend.
Yeah, exactly. And she was like, that was a kind of a crazy first date. So there's this Reddit thread that popped up of just weird places in general guys have taken you on dates. Not necessarily first date, but just dates. And some of the highlights, man, you will, like, shake your head. For example, guy drove to a Taco Bell parking lot and on a date with a female. They watched the animated movie Sausage Party.
Oh, gosh.
On his phone.
Oh, wow.
In the Taco Bell parking lot.
Okay. Dream date. Hashtag dream date.
Right? Guy picked up a lady for dinner after she chose the restaurant. Then he drove the wrong direction for 30 minutes before she said anything. It turned out he didn't know where the place was, but didn't actually want to admit it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, you know, guys get a bad rap for not wanting to ask for directions. And it's because of guys like that.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
You know, come up with a plan A. Know where that plan is located, B.
Mm-hmm. Another one. I was taken to a Chinese restaurant to pick up food he ordered for himself. Didn't ask me if I wanted anything. Then back to his house. So basically, I watched him eat his food. And then his mom came home. I asked to be taken home after that.
Worst day ever. Oh, that's not good at all. Oh, that's so selfish. He didn't even think to ask her if she wanted anything?
No. No.
Oh, that is dating 101. You eat together.
I mean, okay, so maybe it's, again, interpretations of the word date. Maybe she thinks she's going on a date and he's thinking, you know.
He doesn't realize it.
Yeah, and he just doesn't know. He was apparently supposed to take this woman bowling for a date.
Uh-huh.
So she was looking forward to it, right? Instead, decided to take her to his mom's house to help decorate his mom's bedroom.
That's weird. Oh, that's weird. That's a first date? Oh, yeah, no. Uh-uh.
Nope. Then got one from Elena here on text. Met him at his apartment. His friends were all there. Then we went to a comic book store with his friends.
Oh, God.
Well, that's one way to know if the lady you're seeing is a comic book aficionado or not.
Is she interested in my hobby?
Right. And you know what? It's good to know early, right? Good to know early. Right. Explain what a setting the bar story is all about.
Well, generally, this is an example of what not to do. A situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right.
A no-no.
Right. Right. Hide and seek. One of those games where, you know, the point is always to find the best spot to hide. Where people
and just stay there for as long as possible.
Yeah, sit and
not
stick.
Get found.
Right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without ending up in another country when you are playing hide and seek, you're doing okay.
How in the world did that happen?
And this isn't a case where, you know, it's a border town and it's like in their kids are in Maine and they jump over to Canada or whatever. That's not the situation. This 15-year-old kid locked himself inside a shipping container.
During, so this is a port city.
Yeah, port city there, Bangladesh, and they were playing hide and seek. And so he saw some shipping containers there, obviously within eye shot, right? Exactly. So he's like, you know what? I'm going to hide in there. Well, he fell asleep. They loaded that shipping container onto a commercial ship and headed about 2,300 miles away to Malaysia.
Oh, my gosh.
6 days later, starving and dehydrated, he was found. He's going to be okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Initially, you know, authorities thought that maybe he was a part of, like, some child trafficking thing, but it was just hide and seek gone wrong.
Just hide and seek. Yeah. Just found an amazing spot.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. He's very lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Okay. Kids, hopefully, let's just serve this as a big lesson for you.
Right. I mean, let's hope that his friend group at least honored him and said, you know what? Well done.
Winner, winner.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. You got it.
Yep. You're the king of hide and seek.
Yeah, you did it. Yeah, so hopefully they give him that crown to wear for a little bit. But
dang.
Again, if you can
make... He's probably grounded. I'm guessing he's grounded.
I mean, maybe. Sure, but friend group isn't going to ground him. They're
no,
gonna-
you're, yeah, you're the king of the friend group.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without ending up in another country when you're playing hide and seek...
That's aggressive.
You are doing okay.
Oh, my gosh.
That we'll tweet the story out so you can see more of it at Ben
That's
and Kelly's
incredible.
Show.
Could you imagine what his parents went through?
Oh, I'm sure. 6 days,
nightmare.
For sure.
Nightmare.
Yep, that is setting the bar.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so learning a new language can be tough. You know, especially when you've been out of school for a while. I know when I went to Montreal, Canada, they speak French there a lot. So I was like, I'm going to download Bab. I'm going to learn a little French. And my brain was like, no, you're not.
They say it's really easy
right,
on the commercials.
Right, exactly.
But they discounted your brain.
Right, for sure. My brain was like, nope, you're not learning any French.
This does not compute.
Right, exactly. So William Hazenpepper, he's a made-up dude. But anyways, he's going to need to give Tom a call to make sure everything's going well in his quest to learn a little French.
Oh, I bet he's going to be much better at it.
I'm sure.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Nikki said, hey, Ben and Kelly, my fiance Tom has begun learning French from an app because we're planning a trip to Paris.
No, oui, oui.
Oui, oui, ha, ha, ha. He is really serious about making sure there's no language barrier when we go. So I'm thinking there's a perfect opportunity to call him and mess with him a little bit. What do you think?
I think you're accurate. William Hazenpepper is going to need to give Tom a call, make sure everything's going well.
Probably check the skills.
Yep. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Tom, please?
Yeah, this is Tom.
Hi there, Tom. Good morning. My name is William Hazenpepper with Language Software. It's a customer satisfaction call. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you.
Ah, wonderful. And how is your French coming?
Oh, I think it's going pretty well. Yeah, I'm learning a lot so far.
Oh, wonderful. Would you like to demonstrate some for me?
Excuse me?
Could you speak a little French for me, please? I just, you know, want to see how you're doing, you know, make sure the program is solid and that there are no issues.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, yeah. What do you want me to say?
Oh, I don't know. Start with an easy one. Ask me where the bathroom is.
Sure, yeah. Okay. That's, où c'est chevant les toilettes?
What? No, that's not right.
Maybe I didn't pronounce it exactly right, but I know the words are pretty much there. I was practicing that one yesterday, so that's...
Tom, I'm not necessarily calling you a liar, but just, here, I tell you what, listen to me, and see if you can do what I do. Where is the toilet? You see what I did there? I just kind of rolled off the tongue.
Were you serious when you said that? Because that's not even French. You're saying, you said English words in a French accent. Uh-huh.
Well, no. I mean, it just sounds that way because I'm so fluent in French. I don't know. How long have you been studying with our program?
I've had it maybe a month. But, I mean, I still know a few things even in that short time. I mean, that's an easy one. Where's the bathroom?
Well, Tom, if I may, I've been head of the French department here for 20 years. I tell you, if you want to be understood while you're in France, I think you would, you know, use my method. Again, you could say it with me. Where is the toilet? I mean, it's just that easy. I don't know what it's telling you.
Well, the program, it says, où c'est chevant les toilettes. That's what it has for where is the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't understand you. I don't understand what you're saying. It sounds like you're speaking in pig Latin.
You're saying where is the toilet, but where is the toilet?
There you go.
That's not French. That's English in a French accent.
Well, I mean, you say tomato, I say tomato. I mean, I think it sounds great. I think it sounds like you're really coming along fantastic now. Listen, I'm sorry you're not going to be able to use it in Paris in a few weeks, but, you know, maybe you can...
Wait, how did you know I was going to Paris?
Well, Tom, it's because your soon-to-be wife, Nikki, wrote the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay show over here at 99.7 DJX and set you up for a phone tap. Tom, it's Ben Davis over at 99.7 DJX.
Okay, all right. Yeah, okay. No,
your laugh's wrong. It's more like...
Wow.
I mean, when you get to be as fluent...
Right.
In a language.
After 20 years, he's thinking, what kind of an idiot did they hire?
Oh, have fun in Paris. In Paris! Oh.
And where's the toilet?
That is your phone tap. Megan Trainor on 99.7 DJX went on the Today Show yesterday talking about this new book she wrote for new moms. And then when Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb opened the book... They found a little surprise.
I wrote a book. Who am I? Y'all know I just feel like I could do anything, and this is a big goal of mine.
Hold on. Wait, let me. You want to see the book?
Yes.
Open up the book.
Oh.
An ultrasound.
It comes with a baby.
Baby number two.
Yeah, we saw the post on Instagram yesterday. But yeah, she made it official yesterday there with the Today Show. So Megan Trainor. Expecting baby number two.
She's excited. How fun.
Yep. It's 99.7 DJX. Let's get to that feel good.
Okay, so after Christy and Andrew McKenzie got in a motorcycle accident last June, Andrew woke up without his memory.
Oof.
He didn't recognize his two daughters, thought it was 1993. His wife convinced the hospital to put them in the same room as they recovered.
Mm-hmm.
And then something pretty special started to happen.
He thought it was 1993.
Immediately, where's my wife? Where's my wife? And I think that he thought I was working at the hospital. We could tell him over and over a few things, and then an hour later, it was like repeating everything.
My first things I remember is Christy in a wheelchair beside trying to worry about me taking care of myself.
He started coming around, asking me things, and I was like amazed. There was happy tears, and within 24 hours, he was a new person.
We're trying to take all the positive things from this, maybe even joking a little bit now.
It was a nightmare, but I want to live in gratitude. We have each other, and that's all that matters.
Aww.
Yeah, after 11 days in the hospital, they started to walk again. A few months later, Andrew proposed to her again. And she said yes, because, you know, they had already been married for 37 years.
Oh, my gosh.
How precious is that? They just got a whole new lease on life. You can see their story at WDJX.com.
25 outside, man. A lot of ice, according to Wave Storm Tracking Team. Snow day for a lot of school districts around the listening area. I know U of L even on a delayed start here this morning. So just be careful if you got to be out. Roads are going to be extra slick. That freezing rain supposed to be done by 10, but the temperature isn't going to really go above freezing today. So just be careful is all we're saying,
just
right?
Stay inside. Eat some soups and some bread and desserts.
Get all fat and sassy.
It's going to be great.
All right. Hey, I don't know if Corey is freaking out. Well, he is freaking out.
Right, yes.
I don't know if it's for good reason or not.
That's what he wants our help with.
Right, exactly. He could just be getting, like, nervous about the wedding and then, like, because your brain plays weird tricks on you when, you know, you are, especially when you're getting married and it's like you're committing for a lifetime and then sometimes all that weight just kind of falls on you and you got the pressure of the wedding and the planning and all that stuff comes up and then.
Is he overanalyzing?
And then his fiance just makes some sort of comment, and then you're like diving into it, going, "Oh gosh, what is happening? Am I making the right thing? Am I just
take a moment?
Am I doing?"
Breathe.
I remember I had a coworker. I'm not even going to say he was a good friend. He was a coworker.
Okay.
I worked with at a radio station when I had after I had proposed to Elizabeth. He comes over to me and he was like, "You know what? Every guy's got to have one." I'm like, "Every guy's got to have one what? An out."
An out?
Yep. An out. He said, "Tell you what, buddy. If you need an out, no questions asked, just give me a call and I'll come pick you up and we'll be good."
It's so generous of him.
And I was like, "I don't think I'll need an out, but thank you."
Thank you, though.
Yeah, I know.
Great option to have,
like,
though.
Like, he's like, "I wish someone had told me." Yeah, and then he actually said that. Dude was married, by the way.
Oh, of course he was.
Yeah, right.
I'm only like, in this situation because it didn't have an out.
I was in too deep.
Okay.
Yeah, so he was like, "If you just need an out, just give me a call. I'll be there. Great. No questions asked. You don't have to explain anything.
I'll put that in my back pocket. Thanks so much."
I was like, "All right. Thank you, man." Jim was his name.
Oh, that was Jim was your out guy. Got it.
Jim was my out.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Corey needs our help, says Ben and Kelly. "My friends say I'm making too much of this, but it's bothering me."
All right.
"So I'm contacting your show so your listeners can decide what I should do next." No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure.
"My fiance and I were at dinner with friends last weekend. We started talking about our upcoming marriage and I shared how happy I was and that I couldn't wait to be married.
Aw.
And my buddy started teasing me about it and then he said to my fiance, 'What do you think? Are you as excited about being married to this jerk?' She laughed and said, 'Oh, yeah, he's totally a safe option.'"
Okay.
"That hurt my feelings." Mm. Kind of made me wonder, is she settling for me because she couldn't find anyone better?
Mm.
I mean, I don't want to make too much out of this, and I'm worried that if I bring it up, I'll probably say something stupid and ruin the whole relationship. But what do you think it meant by safe option? Thanks for your help.
I mean, to me, safe option feels like, you know, Corey, you're not going to get arrested, you know, bring other women around. I feel like that's maybe what she's saying.
I immediately thought that she meant he's not going to break my heart.
Oh.
Which is a good quality.
Okay.
I think this is fine. I don't think this means, you know, well, Ryan Reynolds wasn't knocking on my door, so I guess, you know.
The comment itself, I think it's got to be taken in context.
And I think it's the way that she said it, too. If she said it was just like, "Yeah, I think I'm pretty safe with this one."
Right.
I wouldn't say anything about it. I wouldn't think twice about it.
Right. But by saying he's totally a safe option, he's now thinking, oh gosh.
Is she waiting for somebody better to come along?
Yeah, yeah.
If she had said that, hey, unless you got someone else better coming along, do you know of anybody else?
Yeah,
anybody?
I guess I'm going to marry him June 7th. I don't know. If you're a guy, does this comment mean red flag, or is he just way inside his head on this one?
Most people chiming in are, especially John, Mike, like, you're overthinking this one. Just let it go.
All right. Yeah, Elizabeth brings up a good point. I think it's a problem if you can't have a completely transparent conversation with your soon-to-be spouse.
Okay.
I mean, that, you know, maybe this is a great opportunity to, Corey, use a little thing called communication.
Practice those communication skills. Well, he doesn't have a lot of confidence in his own skills with that. He thinks he's going to mess it up, making a big deal out of it, saying something stupid, a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah. I mean, and he knows himself. And so maybe he needs to give himself a breath, an exhale to think about it. So he's not so emotionally scarred by the comment. John says, yeah, way overthinking it, unless you met on The Bachelor.
Right. Yes, absolutely. 100%. That might plant some seeds of doubt as well.
Yeah. Corey, I think we're saying, yeah, I wouldn't, unless there's other signs that you just didn't tell us.
Right. If her behavior is making you think that there's some sort of deeper meaning behind that comment, if she's starting to act differently, like she is starting to disengage, pull away, not excited about the wedding, if there are other things like that that are raising some flags in your mind, then maybe there's something to that. But just that one comment,
right.
I don't think we worry about it.
All right. If you've got something to add, feel free, 502-571-9970 or at Ben and Kelly Show. So Corey freaking out over a comment his fiance made recently when laughing said, oh yeah, he's totally a safe option. Made him wonder if she's settling for him because she couldn't find anyone better. Is he overanalyzing it? Is it a red flag?
I think we're all agreeing he's overanalyzing it, unless there's some sort of like other behaviors or things she's doing to make him think there are other red flags to think about.
Amanda comments and says, just like the thought of a guy dating me only for my looks. Okay, I see that.
Okay.
Yeah. Another comment from a listener. There are two types of cars you buy. The fun, exciting one that you actually want, and the boring, safe one that you settle for because you can't afford the first one but still need to get to work.
Or practical, safer. There's the other option.
Can you see where maybe Corey is upset? Maybe he's been led to believe he's the first car when he's really the second car.
So he wants to be a sports car, but maybe he's a minivan? Not sure.
Maybe he's all reliable.
Maybe. Listen. But I feel like, you know, the minivan's got long-term potential, right? And that's what we ladies are looking for.
Dave says, typically, in these cases, the woman is never lustfully, physically attracted to the man, and he knows it, either unconsciously or not. It's even more pronounced when the man finds out that she used to be way more so with her previous partners and barely does anything with him.
Oh my God, what are you saying now? Are you putting an idea in Corey's head that she's not attracted to him right now? I don't think that's what we do. I don't think that's
the internet is not being friendly to you, Corey.
I don't think that's a good idea, no.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, so I would have to add one more thing, and it would just be, I would have to know what the other option was.
What's the other option?
Right, and I wouldn't be able to rest until I knew that, because, I don't know, I'd just be worried about that, like, so there's another option, right?
Right, he's a safe option. What's the more dangerous option?
Yeah.
Right?
What's his name? What's his Instagram handle? I want to see him.
Exactly. Hey, you guys have a good day.
All right, thanks, Brandon.
I think all we're doing is piling on more complexes on top of poor Corey.
Poor Corey.
Because now he's thinking, she's not attracted to me. I'm a minivan, not a sports car.
I'm a minivan.
Listen, a more dangerous option out there.
It took me a while to drive the minivan to realize, hey, I'm a minivan guy.
Yes.
I drive a minivan, you know? And
safe and practical and good for the long haul.
That's right.
I don't think those are bad qualities at all.
Old girl's got over 300,000 miles on her, but she's still kicking.
Okie dokie.
Oh, reliable.
Listen, she still wants to smoochy on you, Corey. I think it's fine. Everything's fine. I don't think we start looking at all these other problems we just brought up.
Dave was the one. Dave and
started to go sideways.
Right,
a little bit.
Right, with the whole car analogy. All right, Corey, listen. You are a minivan. Well, no, sorry. You're a sports car hidden under the hood of a minivan.
Yes.
All right.
That's what you are.
All
vroom,
right.
Vroom.
I want you.
You know what you are? You're like a 1993 Ford Probe with styling written on the side.
Wow.
But that's not better. No, that was just.
All right. Well, hey, Corey, we're going to stick with our original and just say, don't read much into this. Talk to her if it continues to bother you or you see other signs, but. Hey,
but
man,
just
enjoy.
Continue enjoying getting being engaged and enjoy the wedding. Mm-hmm. I think everything's going to be great. Don't let this take away from your enjoyment of everything. You said you were so happy. So just concentrate on that.
All right, there you go. That is group therapy. You know, when you ghost someone, you just poof, disappear.
Don't even say goodbye. You just stop returning text. Don't answer the phone. Just gone.
I mean, we've heard some pretty epic ghosting stories over the years too from
it's never a good way to exit a relationship. At least you were in a relationship with this person. Mm-hmm. At one point you cared about them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just leave them hanging. If you're unhappy and you want to leave, break up with them like a civilized human.
So this woman decided to give the guy who ghosted her kind of an exit survey, sent it to him over TikTok.
I recently got ghosted by a guy who I didn't even like, and I emailed him this ghosting exit survey to fill out.
Okay. She emailed him a survey, which I'm sure he will get right on.
Promptly, yes.
So the first question is, please provide a 1-to-2-sentence example of why you did it. You were intimidated by my beauty. You hate yourself. You're broken. I'm too good for you. Like, whatever comes to mind.
Just a couple of options.
Yeah, I just want to know 1-to-2 sentences... why you did it.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Please circle if I am more cute, hot, sexy, or pretty. And just know, just as like a rule, you have to circle all four.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. A little multiple choice, but
sure.
The answer is all of them. All right.
Yes.
Please provide the names, emails, and phone numbers of at least 2 of your exes and your birth mother. And that's just like, so I can start a group chat.
Wow. Now it's starting to get aggressive.
Yeah. A little bit. A little bit.
And lastly, please select one form of compensation for me. So you could opt for something simple like sending me your passwords for various streaming services and your social security number. And last but certainly not least, making me your muse and dedicating your life to winning me back.
Making me your muse and dedicating your life to winning me back.
I mean, precious. Mm-hmm. Don't think she's getting any answers, but yeah. I like her style.
So that can be anything from like using my voicemails in a rap song, cutting your ear off and sending it to me, publicly referring to me as the one that got away. I don't know.
Right. Right.
That is, wow.
So she's a bit scorned. However, she says she didn't really even like
him
all that much.
She said I didn't like
him. Yeah.
Like I ghosted by a guy I didn't like.
Right. Right. So maybe that's where the rub was for her.
Yes.
She was like, I didn't get to break up with him first.
Right.
He ghosted me. Hang on. You ghosted me?
Wait a second, I was going to ghost
you. I was going to break up with you. And you know what? Part of me, in my own competitive way, feels that. Yeah.
Okay, like, that spoke to you.
Like, you know, hey, I'm getting around to breaking up with you. And then if you break up...
You don't get to ghost me because I'm going to ghost you.
I know. And then it's like, what?
You think you ghosted me, but consider yourself ghosted.
So she's asking for feedback from this guy who ghosted her. Have you?
It's controlled feedback.
It is.
I mean,
she's really
only given him limited options.
Right, right. And so, more than likely, she's not ever going to hear from him ever again, which.
No,
whatever.
But cute.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's therapeutic, just kind of gets her feelings out, and then we're moving on.
I mean, would you want feedback from an ex?
No, sir.
Yeah.
Especially if I got broken up with.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're not going to actually give you feedback. If they do, they're going to just sit there and go, this is why you're trash.
Yeah, I don't need to hear that. I just need for you to say, it's not you, it's me. I need you to take all the blame. Like, I'm the one that's defective in this relationship. Not you, you're perfect. Sorry, hope that you're happy someday. That's what I need.
Yeah, but then if you say that, then it's like, whoa.
Well, then, yes, I can skip along in the rest of my life knowing that all of my exes were the ones that were the problem. And I was perfect the entire time. And I finally found a husband that figured that out.
All right, that's good. You can always DM us at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We'll turn around, toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
I'm going to need you, I think, to read this one.
Really?
I'm going to need you to do that.
Oh, look at me.
I'm going to need you to do that. I need you to pinch hit right now. I need that.
You're calling an audible.
Yes, I am.
All right. I'm going to try not to say his name. Got a message from a listener. He says, I'm thinking about asking my girlfriend for a purely physical open relationship as she is not very interested in intimacy and only wants it every few weeks at most. I'm very committed to her, but don't feel like our current arrangement is sustainable for me in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
We both get jealous quite easily, and I know I couldn't handle her stepping out with other people. Sorry, I put emphasis on that. Maybe I shouldn't. Hang on. We both get jealous quite easily, and I know I couldn't handle her stepping out with other people. Would it be selfish to ask if she would be open to an arrangement where I get a free pass, but she doesn't? She's very self-conscious about her low libido. And that's what actually caused her last boyfriend to break up with her. So I'm worried that asking her for this will hurt her and drive us apart.
You're worried for good reason. Good reason.
Okay, so at the root of it, he's got a, I feel like a, okay. All right.
Were you about to say he's got a valid point?
No, I was not.
Is that what
those
you were
words were
say?
Not going to come out of my mouth.
Sir? Is that okay? So listen, she is already self-conscious about this. This already was the reason behind the demise of her last relationship. Hopefully, she recognizes that if it is now a problem with you two, maybe she can go and figure out a way to get that addressed if she wants to. But no, sir, you are not allowed to say, hey, I'm going to go have more fun. You can't. Okay? Is that good?
Got a tweet from a listener. Well, if he was doing it right, she would want it more often.
Oh, man.
Plot twist. Just turn it back on him.
Oh, sharp left turn.
Okay, all right. But all right. So wait. Hang on. Before we jump to... Because maybe he's just not thinking this all the way through. He's thinking with a different part of his body, right?
And this is a very valid thing that he can maybe suggest to his girlfriend instead of suggesting a free pass. Echo says, how about she gets her hormones checked? That was my problem.
So, yeah, I was going to say, maybe this is a situation where he's like, hey, let's talk about this.
You're self-conscious about it.
Right, because talking about intimacy and about physical intimacy and things like that shouldn't be taboo in a committed relationship, right?
It shouldn't be. And if there is an issue between you where you are on not the same page as far as like how much of a part of your lives that is, and she has already been honest about that's been a problem in the past for her as well, hopefully she will want to have that no longer be an issue for her in relationships, that you can suggest that maybe we, you know, get some things checked out and see if there's something that can be changed so that you can be happier, I can be happier, and we're on the same page about this.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a hormone imbalance or something like that that gets regulated, then all of a sudden, boom, libido back up. And
exactly.
And does that then fix your issue if you are, quote, committed to her?
I would think so. I don't think that our solutions to this particular problem can be sought outside of the relationship. We look at fixing our connection with our significant other. We don't say, hey, it's fine. You do you, baby boo. I'm going to go out here and have some fun, and it's going to be fine. You don't get to have fun. I'm going to, though.
Now, plenty of people are saying she shouldn't let him do that. She should find someone who is willing to do that first, then jump to, well, maybe I just get a free pass, satisfy yes. myself that way, and then uh-huh. you can come, and then I can come home and you can cook me dinner.
Wow. No, I feel like she does need to realize if this has been a problem in the past and it's now presenting itself as a problem in this current relationship, mm-hmm. and she doesn't want to continue facing this problem. Maybe we go to the doctor, we get some things checked out so that we can have a healthy part of that life.
Has anyone successfully pulled off a hall pass? I mean, if the movie starring Jason Sudeikis has any sort of truth to it, it's not possible.
Yeah, no, I don't. Uh-uh.
That's just me and you, Kelly. Like, we're seeing it from a very uneducated world because, I mean, you joke about your hall pass being Ryan Reynolds, but...
Sure.
Would you?
He's not, no.
If
he did knock on my door, I'd be like, I just want to look at you for a little bit.
Yeah, you missed your opportunity, Ryan!
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So...
But no, the problem is that this is not a healthy way to fix this issue. You need to talk with her and figure out a way to fix it together.
I mean,
don't bring others into the scenario.
All right. If you've got a comment, or maybe you have been in a relationship where you're like, yeah, you know what? That sort of thing works for us.
Well, I feel like most people in a monogamous committed relationship aren't great at sharing. I feel like that's a quality they share.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I mean, unless there's something you would like to add or an example you'd like to share of where it actually worked and maybe this could be a thing that works, I think we're all in agreement that, you know what, buddy, let's figure out your girlfriend's situation and maybe...
Yeah, we don't get to have our cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
All right, let's fix the issue at hand with our committed partner.
If that's too big of a hurdle for you to jump over, then just dump her.
Yes, then this isn't the relationship for you. Yep. You say it's not sustainable for the long haul, and that's okay.
All right. Thank you again for messaging us. I'm glad
that... Did I do okay?
I think you held yourself together pretty well.
I was trying to behave myself.
You did. How is your blood pressure?
It's coming down.
All right, there you go.
It was kind of sky high earlier.
Diving in. The other day, I'm on Facebook. I see a post from a guy I know on Facebook. He has, I think the agreement is something like once a month he sees his kids type of thing, sort of thing. Anyways, he posts a picture of he and his daughter, right? And there were a bunch of comments that were just like, oh, you're such a great dad. And oh, look at you two. You're such a great father, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And I'm, you know, in the back of my head, I'm like, is he? Then I'm thinking, by doing things with your kids and posting a picture of it, is that being a good dad or just being a dad?
Well, I don't think that you can really pass judgment when you have no idea what the situation is, what the arrangement is legally. I mean, maybe that's all he's allowed to do. I don't know anything about divorce family law.
Oh, yeah. No. I get that. And yes, I was passing a little judgment. I will admit that.
Yes. And that's always the difficult thing, I think, for divorced couples to navigate is how much time each parent is spending with the kids so that they feel like that they are both a very strong presence in their lives. And what you see on social media is never the entire story.
Yeah, I understand that. You know, at the same time, I'm thinking, all right, I'll ask you, when you post a picture of you and your kids, do people say, oh, you're such a great mom?
No.
Yeah, I know. So it's almost like
no, a lot of people comment they just love our silliness.
Right.
Put our silliness on display.
100%.
You guys are entertaining. Love it.
100%. But no one says, oh, you're such a great mom. It's like,
right,
no,
yeah.
You're doing
no, they
mom
don't
stuff.
Know about my parenting skills.
Yeah.
I don't think that's evident in anything that I post.
Kelly could be an absent mom, but just posting the stuff on the thing. No, I know you're not, but I'm just saying. I saw it and I was thinking about it the other day. And I was like, I wonder. I feel like just doing that stuff is just being a parent.
Sure.
That doesn't necessarily mean that you're a good parent. It's
well, but I think
Facebook
also
parent.
When you're posting pictures on social media of doing things with your kids, it's also kind of creating a bit of a scrapbook, right? Because
little
then
bit.
Facebook
mm-hmm.
has this way of bringing up memories and think from past posts and stuff like that. I don't necessarily think it's always like, look at me being an amazing dad. It's posting things for maybe other family members mm-hmm. to see what you're, that's how like all of my family lives out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that I post, that's kind of how they keep up with us and are still a part of our lives. So I don't know if we can just sit there as we scroll and be like, yes, it looks like he's only posting like once a month. He must not be a very good dad, but everybody thinks he is.
That's
I don't think that's fair.
All right, well, fine. Maybe I wasn't being fair in my passive aggressive judgment of this person.
And we just appreciate the post for what it is and be like, oh, that's sweet. Looks like they had fun.
All right, I'm not as good a person as you, Kelly. I get it.
Okay.
I can't hold my emotions like you can.
Okay.
All right, anyways. By the way, we're on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.
Is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Nikki said, hey, Ben and Kelly, my fiance Tom has begun learning French from an app because we're planning a trip to Paris.
No, oui.
He's really serious about making sure there's no language barrier when we go, so I'm thinking there's a perfect opportunity here to call him and mess with him a little bit. What do you think?
Well, yeah, William Hasenpepper's going to need to actually give Tom a call, just make sure everything's going well.
A little progress check.
Yeah. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Tom, please?
Yeah, this is Tom.
Hi there, Tom. Good morning. My name is William Hasenpepper with Language Software. It's a customer satisfaction call. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you.
Ah, wonderful. And how is your French coming?
Oh, I think it's going pretty well. Yeah, I'm learning a lot so far.
Oh, wonderful. Would you like to demonstrate some for me?
Uh-oh.
Excuse me?
Could you speak a little French for me, please? I just, you know, want to see how you're doing, you know, make sure the program is solid and that there are no issues.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, yeah. What do you want me to say?
Oh, I don't know. Start with an easy one. Ask me where the bathroom is.
Sure, yeah. Okay. That's, où c'est devant les toilettes?
What? No, that's not right.
Maybe I didn't pronounce it exactly right, but I know the words are pretty much there. I was practicing that one yesterday, so that's...
Well, Tom, I'm not... Okay. Necessarily calling you a liar, but just here, I tell you what, listen to me and see if you can do what I do.
Okay.
Where is the toilet?
What?
You see what I did there? I just kind of rolled off the tongue.
Were you serious when you said that? Because that's not even French. You're saying, you said English words in a French accent.
Well, no, I mean, it just sounds that way because I'm so fluent in French. I don't know. How long have you been studying with our program?
I've had it maybe a month, but I mean, I still know a few things even in that short time. And that's an easy one. Where's the bathroom?
Well, Tom, if I may, I've been head of the French department here for 20 years. I tell you, if you want to be understood while you're in France, I think you would, you know, use my method. Again, you can say it with me. Where is the toilet? I mean, it's just that easy. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, the program, it says, où c'est devant les toilettes. That's what it has for where is the bathroom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't understand you. I don't understand what you're saying. It sounds like you're speaking in pig Latin.
You're saying where is the toilet, but where is the toilet?
There you go.
That's not French. That's English in a French accent.
Well, I mean, you say tomato, I say tomato. I mean, I think it sounds great. I think it sounds like you're really coming along fantastic now. Listen, I'm sorry you're not going to be able to use it in Paris in a few weeks, but, you know, maybe you can.
Wait, how did you know I was going to Paris?
Well, Tom, it's because your soon-to-be wife, Nikki, wrote the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show over here at 99.7 DJX and set you up for a phone tap. Tom, it's Ben Davis over at 99.7 DJX.
Okay, all right. Yeah, okay. No,
your laugh's wrong. It's more like...
Yeah, that's better.
Wee-wee.
I mean, how many people that are, like, trying to learn a language through one of these apps just got the sweats thinking, oh, my gosh, they call us for pop quizzes? What is happening?
Right? That is your phone tap. And congratulations. Hopefully you have a great trip on
99.7 the DJA.
See, look, you're fluent and I'm fluent.
I'm fluent, too.
We're both fluent in French. It's 99.7 DJA. Can we get to a setting the bar story?
probably should. A little life lesson hidden in someone's bad decision. It's just a little what not to do kind of situation here.
Yeah, this one's kind of bizarre. Like, how is this even possible? But if you can manage to make it through the day without letting your fish spend your money and change your gaming account name, you're doing okay.
Back the truck up a fish?
Fish.
As in swimming in a bowl?
Yeah, like not the banned fish, an actual fish, a beta fish. Yes.
Is playing a video game?
Yeah, so this YouTuber named Maurice runs a channel where his pet fish plays various games in the Pokemon franchise, right?
What?
Apparently, this fish controls the game by swimming to different areas of the tank. It's been outfitted with sensors, stimulate pushing the buttons of a Nintendo Switch.
Oh my gosh.
So here's what happened. There was a malfunction.
Oh boy.
So apparently the Switch returned to its home screen, and that's where things, well, got fishy.
Started to go a little awry.
Yeah, that's right. So the movements caused by the beta fish caused the Nintendo eShop to open.
Uh-oh.
And then $4 was spent.
Oh, we only spent $4?
Only four.
Oh, man, he didn't take advantage, full advantage of that, did he?
Yep, but then Maurice's credit card information was put on the live stream. Whoops.
Ooh.
Yeah, managed to download an app to play Nintendo 64 games, spent okay. some reward currency on a new avatar, requested a confirmation email from PayPal, and changed Maurice's account name to Rah Wah 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 Wah. And then powered the console off before Maurice even discovered what was happening.
He didn't even know all this was happening?
Yeah. So,
oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I guess the good news in this is Nintendo was like, yeah, I guess we'll refund the $4 that, you know, your beta fish spent.
Oh, he got his $4 back. That's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah. So,
but does he have to keep the new gaming name?
I think he can probably change the rah, 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 rah. But yeah, one, who knew fish could game?
Yes.
And
oh, wow.
Two, who knew fish could game and then charge on your credit card?
Yeah, go shopping.
Right.
All the things.
Yeah. So there you go.
That's insane.
I know. That is a wild one. So yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without letting your fish game and then spend your money and change your gaming account name, you're doing okay.
All right, good lesson. Don't let your fish be a gamer. Got
yep.
it.
Yep, got it. 99.70 JX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Several things to catch up on the show. Maybe you heard it real time. Things maybe you haven't heard before because of the snow day. But regardless, you can catch up podcast, WDJX.com, and you can get the update on group therapy and the DM we got.
Yeah, we've posted that on Facebook as well. So if you didn't have a chance to comment when we were discussing it, you can leave your comment for him to review.
Are you,
at a later date?
Okay, yeah. Okay. You are not going easy on this guy.
I'm just saying. I did say
going easy on this
I
guy.
Did say bless his heart.
Oh,
and then posted
oh,
his
you,
message.
Oh, you said bless his heart. Okay.
I did.
All right. Well, that makes
I'm
it
I'm choosing to think he's going to have a lot of constructive criticism.
Yeah.
To comb through.
I think so. Yeah. I mean,
and good suggestions.
Yeah. It involves a free pass to give you any, you know, indication as to where.
Bless his heart.
Where that's headed. Yeah. Anything else, Kelly?
I think that's it.
Well.
I need to go decompress right now.
I'll tell you what I need to do. And that's something that probably should have done earlier today.
Probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Team Shirley for the win. She's our guide for all of these snow days. Just let's follow her lead.
Yep. Hashtag never forget. Hashtag Shirley's rules.
Hashtag fat and sassy.
All right. There you go. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.